Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Holiday weekends are probably not the best time to talk about weight.
Right.
To be honest with you. But I experienced something that I have experienced over the years, certainly over the last year, over my entire life when I talk about losing weight. And I don't think I've ever discussed it because I call it weight rage.
Ooh.
Which I experienced again this morning.
Can you liken it to like road rage, like when you like just spin out and you're angry about it?
Like when there's no more peanut butter?
It's different because let me explain what it is.
All right. Please.
Weight rage is as everybody knows, I just this week started riding a bicycle.
Yes.
And so yesterday, with my ass hurting as much as possible, I knocked out about 10 miles. Broken up in two parts.
Wow.
Wowza.
And, you know, to be honest with you, I know people like to do it. I know it's outdoorsy. It's fine. What are you smirking at? Well, I know people ride, Pony, I know people ride 85 miles. I know people ride 100 miles.
To be fair, Pony is a biking professional.
He's a biking professional.
He's part of Big Bike.
Maybe he can shed some light on this discussion, but I want to get the weight part out of the way first. Right? Mm-hmm. Believe me, bicycling, cycling, something I've railed against my whole life, is very much a prominent part
of
the show.
Big pedal.
But I want to talk about weight, and weight is, here's the thing. I have been creeping all week and really teasing it that I am approaching the 50-pound weight loss over a very, very long period of time. And I'm very happy about that. And, of course, I've been violating the DGH, Don't Get Happy Prime Directive, because
right.
I've been talking about it. And I shouldn't have talked about it, but here's the thing. Yesterday, I was about a pound and a half shy of the weight loss.
Okay.
And I was really kind of pumped. And yesterday, my meals, all three of them, consisted of a very healthy bowl of oatmeal in the morning. That was my only breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else to add to it.
Nice and clean, Mike. Nice and clean.
Yes.
Then I had a meeting downtown, and I went out by myself to the local sushi restaurant and had a very reasonable sushi lunch. Not large. I didn't have, you know, you go in some of these sushi restaurants and they give you the boat.
Yes.
Which is really a fat people's excuse to just eat tons of calories because they put 700 pieces of the raw fish on there.
Yeah.
And then you dip it in salt. And
I've never
you're
ordered
happy.
The boat before.
I've seen the boat.
It just seems like too much.
I may have ordered the boat a couple of years ago by mistake. And even I thought it was very embarrassing. It comes by. It seriously looks like some sort of, Man of War comes up with sails and they've got umbrellas on it,
Mike.
And they've got decorative carrots sliced in all sorts of designs, and the sushi is like piled up, and then you've got the 85-pound person next to you that stares and laughs.
It's the equivalent of ordering something at, say, an ice cream parlor that comes with sparklers.
Yes.
Way over the top.
You draw attention to yourself.
Exactly. Now, question, not to derail you, but do you think sushi has sort of a reputation for being healthier? Do you think people think raw fish would have like less calories than cooked fish? It has sort of a healthy sort of reputation,
right? Technically, if you're cooking it in oil.
True. Yeah, you won't pick up any frying calories.
You're saucing it up or you're putting some bread. Mm-hmm. It is healthier.
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah.
Spoken like a man. When's the last time you ate sushi?
A week ago Friday.
Okay, so that's good. So you eat sushi.
Yeah. Oh,
what kind of
two
sushi?
It was bacon sushi. Pony.
Bacon sushi?
Did it have mayonnaise on it?
No, it did not. I didn't. All I right. used the green, what is the wasabi and the soy.
Wasabi?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
And Pony, for your interest, I also had a delicious shut the fuck up roll.
May I move on?
Wait, just one more thing. I've heard my fat friends say that
your fat friend.
Yes, the wasabi is good for you because it's hot and it speeds up your metabolism.
Well, that can be said for any spicy
food. They'll continue to eat more because it's got wasabi on it.
Well, let me tell you about wasabi, and I eat sushi a lot. I eat sushi multiple times during the week. I will tell you this. The wasabi gives you almost kind of a drug reaction.
Yeah.
If you put enough wasabi, and by the way, Anthony Bourdain, the food guy on CNN,
yes.
Foodman. he says if you put the wasabi in the soy sauce and make a slurry out of it, you're not eating sushi the right way.
I've heard that.
And, and what I say to Anthony Bourdain is, I'm doing it anyway. Bite me.
Yeah.
I'll eat sushi the way I
want to
eat sushi.
I'll be a rube if I want to be a rube.
That's right.
I put the amount of wasabi, I put almost a 50-50 ratio.
Ooh.
Of soy sauce to wasabi.
Danger boy.
So
we're in the same club.
I make a molten hot slurry of pain that is good pain. And it's, you know what
yeah.
I mean? We're,
oh, yeah.
we're like, you'll eat that piece of tuna on top of the rice, and then it'll get back to your sinuses, and you'll just start pounding the table and going, wait a minute. And I love it. So,
no sake can cure that pain. No
but ultimately, sushi. 10 miles on a bike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No snacking, drinking lots of water. I go to sleep last night with one little departure, and I'm wondering whether that messed it up. I had the third glass of wine. Watching the hockey game, I had the third glass of wine, watching Pittsburgh beat Tampa, which I knew they were going to do anyway. And it just, I don't have
and
any real
time
dogs
was
in
the,
that fight.
What time was the third glass of wine?
The third glass of wine was probably around 11 o'clock-ish or 10:30-ish. It was post game.
Oh,
it was after the game
late
was over.
For Uncle Mike.
Very late for me.
Yeah.
And I just I said I'm gonna open the Carla. I'm gonna open the other bottle. And so I did. So that might have been.
Yeah.
So, but still, I think you have a little drinky the night before. I've experienced before that causes maybe a little dehydration. The long and short of it is, I get ready for the big mark, the big 50-pound lost mark that I'm going to come
You're
in and brag about
happening today.
You
don't break through like the Kool-Aid man.
Right.
And I walk over to the scale this morning. I take all my jewelry off. All my jewelry on my fingers,
the
my,
15
my nipples.
Chains.
You know, no. I take my watch off. And
that'll really weigh you down.
I take my boxer shorts off so that I'm completely naked.
Yes.
I weigh myself naked, Oscar. I weigh myself naked. That's the way
in
I
the
do
front
it.
Yard.
I wonder Carl is so upset this morning.
And I get on the scale and I am 2 pounds up. And I go into
simply
this,
an aberration, Mike.
Or I go into this incredible Hulk kind of, and it takes place where I'm like, what you could have heard me 6 houses down saying WTF at the top of my
right.
lungs. I was so filled with rage, mad at the scale, mad at the food, mad at the wine, mad at everybody. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Maybe those 10 miles generated 2 pounds of muscle
mm-hmm.
in your legs, because muscle weighs more than fat.
I know, and I've heard that too, and I did. To be honest with
so
you,
so be
though,
careful, Mike, that you don't gain 2 pounds every day you ride your bike.
Yeah,
because
but the
that
fact
would be
is,
tough.
When I ride my bike, you know, I just don't think that the pace that I'm traveling at is going to generate any kind of muscle.
I don't want to generate too much muscle, Carla. Slow down.
Yeah, slow down. Slow down.
Tony,
Dr. David Banner.
Tony, you're a cyclist.
Yes.
10 miles. Tell them what 10 miles actually is.
Would you like to know what my pace it was yesterday, roughly?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, you'd see it online if you saw my post, because I post my little workout.
I like when
I
you
mapped,
put him.
Yeah. I mapped my
when
ride.
You, when yeah. you put him in the hot seat, and he goes, "Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Lay it on me."
Well, because we're in his wheelhouse now. He knows
so
too
to
much.
Speak.
Literally,
he knows
yeah.
too much.
Do
yeah.
you still cycle? Do you still cycle
mm-hmm.
for fun?
Oh,
he's
yeah,
actually
all the time.
He's coming over my place to tune up my bike for the season after the show today.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let me ask a couple of bicycle questions for you.
Okay.
Will that part of my butt cheeks that's on the inside part where, like, the bones come down to the seat, will that ever stop hurting?
It will if you get some biking shorts that have pads in them.
Well, that you're reading ahead.
Yeah. Do they make them in that size?
Yes. I'll use my Albert Brooks way. Guess who bought bike shorts?
Oh, I guess they do.
We'll talk about that later. That's a different animal. I'm just wondering. So ultimately I will get less pain in that the nether regions?
You will, and the more you ride, the more you'll be conditioned for that, and eventually that just goes away.
Yeah, you'll build up, Mike. You'll build up tolerance.
What kind of seat do you have? Do you have like a banana seat, or how is your bike set up?
Yeah, Rob, as a matter of fact, good time to start the show. I got your banana seat right here, okay?
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
May I say one word? Matt, I just interject one concept at this juncture. You're looking for somebody for Memorial Day weekend. My blind xylophone player, okay? The man would be perfect for your room.
Forget it.
He's a fantastic individual.
My old Tilgan's old Jewish people. They're blind. They ain't gonna pay to see a blind guy.
How about Herbie Jason's birds? Herbie Jason's birds. They're little birds. They peck tunes out on the piano. It's a beautiful thing. Oh, all right, what about my one-legged tap dancer? Okay. Take him for a weekend. My one-legged... All right, my one-arm juggler. My one-arm juggler.
Not for my hotel.
All right, what about Luke Canova? Luke Canova, my Italian singer, would be great.
Luke Canova's a dumb, fat, temperamental has-been with a drinking problem.
Jesus, what about Eddie Clark's penguin? That's a perfect Eddie Clark and his penguin. The penguin skates on the stage dressed as a rabbi. It's hilarious. The penguin's got a beard like a...
I'll tell you what, Denny. Give me Sonny Chase. He's the best act you got. He's fast. He's funny.
I don't handle Sonny anymore.
Since when?
I don't want to badmouth the kid, but he's a horrible, dishonest, immoral louse. And I say that with all due respect.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. You can call us anytime and we may answer you at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Our show today is brought to you by Sleep Number. We love our Sleep Number beds. We do. We all know that sleep is important, so you got to make the best sleep that you can. Want to know how to make your sleep great? Well, do you? Just go to a Sleep Number store, the only place where you'll find Sleep Number beds with Sleep IQ technology. And right now is the time to do it because you can save $500 on their Memorial Day Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology so you have the knowledge to adjust for your best possible sleep. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness and change it whenever I want. It adjusts on both sides, so it's the perfect bed for couples. I've talked about it. I used to have back pain. I don't have back pain anymore because I have a Sleep Number bed, and I swear to you, that is what did it for me. So, whether it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting, cutting back on the caffeine, or changing your exercise regimen, you'll always know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. My Sleep Number is an 85, Carla's is a 65, and last night my Sleep IQ score was a 95.
Attaboy.
And I feel great. Hurry in now and save $500 on a Memorial Day Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. Remember, you'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting only at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to put on your bicycle shorts and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you. Yeah, bicycle shorts. So this is my new thing.
The women of America,
you're
thank you, Mike.
Biking.
I figured it's a little more low impact. It's something that I can do.
Streamers? On your handlebars? What do you got?
Got a bell?
Playing cards.
Mirrors? Safety first?
You know, I bet you Oscar doesn't even know about playing cards and spokes. I bet that is too old for him.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Really?
We would put baseball cards, not playing cards, because we weren't gambling at that age, but we put baseball cards in our spokes so we could sound like motorcycles.
You get a better sound from a playing card, and you're a rube because you destroyed valuable baseball cards.
Who needs another Billy Ripken?
I remember that you used to have them in the spokes, and you would make the motor sound. That's why we did it. So, yeah, I mean, I'm into it. I'm trying it. It's gotten better, to be honest with you, Pony. It's gotten better after I've taken about three or four rides on this this new hybrid bike. That's what I have, by the way.
Mountain bike.
What brand?
It's a Trek.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Rube brand. You go to Costco for that?
Oh, shut up. It's a Rube brand. What are you talking? You don't know what you're talking
about.
Oh,
I know.
Rube, What do you mean a Rube brand?
I got into the biking game by like bike riding game. I want to say 3 years ago.
Ooh, he's an expert.
And I went and I looked at every brand of bike to make sure that I was getting something quality. Is it light? I bet you it's not light. That Trek's probably heavy. You got to haul it up into your house.
No, hybrids are heavy.
Hold on. But, well, yeah. A hybrid bike, I want it heavy. I'm heavy. I want a heavy bike. I want a sturdy bike. I don't want a flimsy-ass little bike. I want a heavy bike.
Yeah, you're not a racer. You don't need to have the four-pound bike. And what is a hybrid bike?
A hybrid bike correct me if I'm wrong, Pony, this is a cruiser. You have cruiser bikes, which are really not designed to really do a lot of hill climbing, and they're just sort of beach. They're also called beach bikes.
Cruisers.
Right?
Exactly. People,
beach cruisers. And then the mountain bike or the fitness bike is the other bike, and then the combo of both is a hybrid bike. Am I right? Did I get it right?
Yeah, you're pretty close. You have bikes where you sit upright, and then there are bikes where you're basically hunched over in a more aerodynamic position.
I'm not hunched over. I'm upright.
Pony has never been this involved in a conversation in the last 5 years.
Well, he came to work for us, he sold bicycles, right?
He repaired them.
He was the best on the East Coast.
And he would also steal and strip them down.
Yes.
So and sell them for parts.
I could have called you when I disconnected my brake and replaced the and took off the tire to fit it in the car to get it home. I had trouble putting it together, so I called the store and I said, I can't seem to get the brake to release from the tire now that I've reconnected the brake, and they told me that I had misaligned my front wheel. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's actually very dangerous. It can get you.
Ride it after because I couldn't move it because the brake was still squeezing it.
Did you squeeze the brakes together at the top to get the little cable out that they spread apart?
Yes.
Okay. So once
and then
you do
I fixed
that,
it. But I fixed
oh,
it.
You got
okay.
it.
When
got
they told
it.
Me to reattach the wheel, I fixed
where
it
do
all,
you,
all on my own.
Where do you ride?
Yeah.
I thought you would ride around your neighborhood
or just up and down your street.
It's not just up and down. I ride through the through multiple neighborhoods.
Carly needs to have you within a line of sight.
It's true.
I ride through multiple neighborhoods. Okay. Thank you very much. I rode 5 miles yesterday.
So you needed to put it in a car because you bought it at the bike shop?
I bought it at the bike shop a couple of days ago, and I have it. I'm looking at it right
what
now.
What color
it's
is it?
Front porch, huh?
What color
it's
is it?
It's paisley.
Wait.
I just want a picture.
Your bike is on your front porch?
Yes.
Did did Oscar's mom say it would be safe there?
Yeah. Talk to me next week.
We've had the discussion that perhaps I should put it in a more secure location.
Front porch says, I don't want this anymore. Mm-hmm. Come on over and take it from me.
Adrian would call it an abandoned bike.
Yes.
You've been to my house. You know how my front porch is really not a front porch. It's more like a little entryway into the house.
Almost an alcove,
up against the wall.
Sound like my father. No one's going to take that snowblower.
All right, I'm going to put it in the garage.
Because, Mike, you know people from outside your neighborhood come into your neighborhood.
That's true.
Yeah, this
is It's not
is
like
true.
This is new. This is don't be a
Only
rude.
Only the best people, though.
Good people with good thoughts.
I don't know. I went yesterday, and I bought two things. I bought a rubber little device that holds your phone in place on the body of the bike.
Mm-hmm.
It's a... What are you laughing
you
at? What am I? I'm just telling what I did.
You don't need any more distractions.
Well, no. I like to map my ride. I like to know how far I'm going. I like to look down and know how far. And by the way, I'm not a big looky-look guy when I'm on the bike. I do it like when I'm exercising on a stationary piece of equipment.
Sure.
I look down and just soldier through it.
Yes.
Because the inner part of my buttocks, where the bone comes down to the, you know, probably part
bone
of the
tomahawk.
Hip. I don't know. Now, one of the reasons I'm doing this is just to get the hip moving because I'm falling apart and I'm enjoying it.
Do you listen to music on your phone while you do it?
Nope.
Really? Nothing?
Nope. Don't listen to me. Not yet. I'm still kind of new to it. I'm enjoying the whole experience and I want to maybe put a little more air in the tires because when I'm on the bike, it seems to me that the air, the tires look like they're
flat.
Taking a little too much strain, in my opinion.
Do they have a pump?
I do. I have a pump.
Good,
yes, I did.
Good,
yeah,
good.
I have a pump.
When you get on the bike, do the tires make any noise?
Yeah, they go like this.
What does your lovely younger wife think about all of this?
Yeah. She's very supportive, Oscar, as she is about all things fitness. She is very supportive. She was very, she gave me a pep talk today when I had the weight rage when I was up 2 pounds, a little under 2 pounds.
A proper pep talk or an Oscar pep talk?
It was a proper pep talk saying, look, that's just, it's going to happen. It's probably because of the wine you had last night. Or it might, and she said the same thing about the fact that I had been doing all the exercising. Yeah. It might be a little muscle that's
shock to your system.
And that type of thing. So, you know, and we had a
ride
great
with
day.
You?
We,
does
we
she ride with you?
She may at a future point. Oh. She has a cycle, and she may do that. And she's got the little baby carrier on the back. Oh. So the little guy can come with.
That's
and I think
nice.
We're going to do that. But I'm going to wait a while for that because right now, if she got on a bike in front of me, she would sprint ahead and I would be, you know, mired in my little 8 mile per hour, 8.5 miles per hour. So 10 miles is not that much on a bicycle.
You know what? You're just getting back on the bike, so to speak. So I think 10 miles is pretty good, but that'll quickly ratchet up to 25. Then, you know.
Then you'll have the Tour de France.
You can do a century.
Gear on. You'll
what's the longest you've ever ridden your bike, Oscar? How far?
42 miles.
Oh man, my ass would be. I mean,
But that's not even a lot because you can do.
Does your junk get numb?
When you first start riding, yes, I think everyone's. You have to get used to it, right?
So all that stuff is going to pass. The fact that I did not,
or you will.
Feel, I did not. I was not able to feel any sensation in my genitals whatsoever.
It'll pass. It'll pass within a couple weeks.
And that's different.
You won't even notice
now.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Robbie, it's horrible. It's
like
the worst
imagine.
Part of it. It's
yeah.
Like,
numb.
I get numb in my hands. I get numb in all the places.
It happened to me.
You have gloves?
And I'm skinnier. You know that.
Gloves? I'll put on some gloves today when I get out there. I've got some winter gloves.
No,
some
isotoners,
no. You have some riding gloves.
I don't have riding. I have motorcycle riding gloves.
You
could
use those.
Would
they
work on it?
No, I wouldn't recommend it. You want to get some gloves that have padding in the right spots on the palms, and that'll help you with your hands
like
getting
like a dog,
them.
Mike.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll do that.
And also make sure
that's
your
probably
seat.
Not too expensive, but I don't want to load up on too many things, and I'm not going to get a water bottle.
Good for you.
You know what?
Do you at least wear a helmet? No. Please, what? God, tell me you wear a helmet.
No.
Oh, jeez.
Wear a helmet on the motorcycle. Don't wear a helmet on the bicycle. Well,
better get that 401k in place.
Do you know where I'm riding? I'm riding. I might as well be on
doesn't matter.
An assisted living track.
I told you
here.
That my good friend's father passed away when he went over the handlebars, and he had a head injury, and within 2 days he was gone, riding around his beautiful manicured neighborhood.
Yeah, you got to head back to the Bikerama, get a helmet, Mike.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make all of you ultimately more happy?
No.
No.
I mean,
to be
perfectly
honest. No.
No.
We've invested
you. Oh, please,
so much money.
Please. Thank you. Thank
you're
you
still
so
riding
much.
Your right. motorcycle without a helmet?
No.
Oh. Mike Roethlisberger.
Jeez, I'm going to have to go back to working at bike shops.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I'll get. But those helmets, you're telling me those little space age pieces of plastic that look like a lima bean on somebody's head, those things actually protect you?
They all do. They all have to meet a certain specification.
Yes. Yeah. And Mike, vanity at your age, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Throw on the helmet.
I hate the helmet.
Get a cool helmet.
The bicycle
think
helmet.
About your
there
son.
There are none. They don't exist.
They don't.
Bicycle.
They don't.
What if we got you like a Buddy Rich helmet? One that had like pictures of drums on it. Something you liked. We could make it fun for you.
You're not part of this discussion because you don't. When's the last time you got on a bicycle? Seriously.
Oh, God.
Right? If you got out on a bicycle right now, it'd be like getting a colonoscopy.
I'm afraid that if I were to get
bicycle, the bicycle would be like sucked into your intestinal.
Yeah, you would lose the bicycle. There would be no way to steal it. There'd be no way to retrieve it.
Bicycle would be like,
I'm in here. No one can get the bicycle out.
It looks like he's hovering because he's just on two wheels.
Anyway, so I'm very excited about it. I think that I'm going to continue to do it. As soon as the show is over today, I'm going to hop on that thing. I'm going to put on my ridiculous stretch panty bicycle shorts.
Yeah.
And by the way, I also am investigating the bicycle shorts that are not the skin-hugging, gut-hugging. They actually make real shorts.
Those are the ones I buy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, there's never been a piece of clothing that's
you're
tight on that.
You're wearing biker shorts?
Yeah, I'm wearing biker. I bought bicycle pants yesterday.
Do you
I went
put
to the
something
store.
Over that?
What are you talking about, over that? What do you mean?
No.
A sarong or whatever it's called.
No, I have underwear and I wear my bicycle. What are you talking about? I wear bicycle shorts like anybody would wear a bicycle. You're not supposed to put
you're
anything.
Worried
what am I supposed
about
to put?
The helmet
jeans over them?
And you're walking out in biker shorts?
No one sees me. I mean, once I'm on the bike, it's just a pair of shorts. You know what I mean?
And to be fair, Oscar,
nobody sees him.
At 8 miles an hour, he's just a blur.
Assuming
I am going slow, especially. Oh, can I ask this question? This is my last biking question.
Okay.
My cycling, not biking. Biking is motorcycles. Cycling.
A cycle.
And hey, can I say this to all my friends in Washington, D.C., who I will not be joining this weekend for Rolling Thunder? Jimmy Cerrito, my good friend up there, please. Ride safe, everybody. Have a great ride for Rolling Thunder.
Just like
go
Mike.
Down to the road. If you've never done this, if you're a biker out there and you've never had the opportunity to go down to the middle of Washington, D.C. and walk the Vietnam Memorial, it is truly, I think, the spirit of Memorial Day, and you should give it a crack. It's really, really incredible. And to Jimmy and all the people that will be riding out of him, out of his place, and also out of the Harley dealership in Fairfax, Virginia, I just want to say have a great, safe ride. And it's really, God, it's killing me.
It is killing you. I know it is. It's your favorite thing.
I really, really wish
it's the one day of the year that you like Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. I truly, truly enjoy being up there, and I'm sad I'm not going to be up there this year. But the cycle, I bought the shorts and with the pads, and I'm looking forward to it. And
what do you wear up top? Like, what's your
regular t-shirt?
Like a Tommy Bahama shirt?
No, not a Tom. Yeah, yes, Oscar, a floral pattern Tommy Bahama fat guy shirt. So I look like a giant Samoan with a bike up his butt. I have a question for you. My last cycling
final question.
Let me finally get to it. Okay? The question is this: wind. Okay, I noticed.
Not that kind of wind. Like,
second time you've made that sound.
It is.
When I turned to be into the wind, it was a dramatic change. It truly is stunningly a difference in your ability to make progress. Am I right about
it
that?
It absolutely is, and that is when you eventually get rid of the hybrid bike and go with a road bike where you're leaning forward and you're not a giant sail in the wind.
Giant, Mike.
Giant.
That's cool. See? Yeah. I like this.
Lots of resistance.
I feel like in a small way we're kind of bonding, so I'm a giant sail. And I could probably, even with this bike, I could probably do a little hunch down thing when I'm into the wind.
A lot of people used to try that, and they would ask me to install different parts to make the bike to let them sit lower, and I would just tell them it's a waste of money. Just get a bike that's actually made to do that, because there's really nothing you can do to change the geometry of a hybrid.
Of being a giant sail.
Yes, the giant sail.
I'm going to get the Tom Hanks Castaway bike where it's a bike that's got a giant porta-potty door on the back.
A coconut.
I'm now envisioning something from Gilligan's Island. Something made of bamboo.
Kyle's behind him, drafting him.
We're going to take a break. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
My other neighbor that lives to the left of me, she's an older French, like from France, offered me an extra pair of shutters that she had bought years ago and
French
is not
shutters,
using.
Mike. I think French shutters is actually a slang term. Let me see your French shutters. Yeah.
Do you know, Oscar, what the best part of my French shutters are?
What's that?
The hair. I have delightful hairy French shutters for you. There they are.
Oscar, let yourself in. I'm upstairs in the tub.
Am I going to have to sand those down?
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, it's the bonus show, and we really do it every single week. We do. We record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored. It's commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS Bonus Package. You get full access to all of the 2016 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages. Uncensored, commercial-free. You're going to love it. Don't worry that this year is almost half over. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done, the TMOS bonus package. Order it today. You deserve it. Sometimes when I'm getting ready to do this show, things just fall into my lap. Now, in the background, I have the local news down here that's going in. Everybody's talking about Memorial Day activities, Memorial Day plans, things that are going on. And I just want to say I was bummed that I was not going to be in the D.C. area for this Memorial Day. But being down here in the great state of Florida.
Yes.
I'm very, very excited to say they've got plenty of activities, plenty of fun things to do, and I'm going to go to the website right now because Carl and I, if we can get a proper babysitter,
ooh,
we are very, very excited.
So the event that you're talking about is not kid-friendly.
Well, it is, but I just don't think it's the kind of place that I would want to take my kid to.
Well, there's a lot of places in Florida like that. Places you just don't want to take your kid to.
Yeah.
I really think, let me look it up here because it is...
So this was this a commercial or was this a news item that you heard on television? Because I know that they kind of phone it in on holiday weekend. Could be.
Right?
Could be some sort of festival.
All right, well, here's the problem.
Yeah.
And I have to start with a negative since you asked that question. The news story I saw on the local station down here started with a negative story, which was a fatality. And they said they're going to have
right in this swallow.
Are you speaking of fatality? Are you going to be all right?
Yeah, but
they started this story because they're going to have more of a EMS presence at this event.
Blood on the midway.
And I'll go to the website, which is redneckmudpark.com.
It's time to get muddy again. So come back out to Redneck Mud Park and kick off summer with our 8th annual Memorial Day Mud Mayhem. May 27th through 29th. One ticket price gets you everything. Thundering mud truck races, thrilling truck pulls, music Friday and Saturday, and more. There's also miles of trails to ride, dozens of vendors, and free camping all weekend long.
Hey.
So come get muddy with all your friends again at Redneck Mud Park's 8th annual Memorial Day Mud Mayhem. May 27th through 29th. For tickets and more info, visit Redneck Mud Park.
Oh, I'll tell you, I love this state.
Joe Dirt 2 was filmed there.
I am so excited about the increased EMS presence because then you can really go crazy in the mud.
Well, last year, apparently, a guy hit a car that was trailing in another ATV, and it was something. Yeah, and our sympathies. But anyway, it's really amazing. Lots of stuff going on at the 8th annual Memorial Day Mud Mayhem.
Well, sometimes, Mike, sometimes a news story poses more questions than it answers. Yeah. Where is the Mud Mayhem going down?
Good question.
Let's see what the address is. Somewhere north of here. That's all I can tell you. Mm. It's got camping, races, music, mud, games, all your friends let loose at the largest Memorial Day celebration in the state.
Wow.
We'll supply the mud. You bring the party.
You bring the party.
Yeah.
Everywhere, got the mud, you bring
everywhere
the party.
In the country. You know Mudden. Carla knew Mudden from Western Pennsylvania, where you'd go out. Now stop that. Please behave yourself.
She went Mudden.
You know who loves to go mudding, Mike, is my cousins.
So you know what I'm talking about. Mudding is you take an ATV or like a pickup truck and you go out into the woods where they're big like
sinkholes.
Where
there's mud.
Sure.
Where there's mud.
And you dispose of the body.
The thing about this is it's formal because they've got
a
track. They've got the track in the middle.
It's organized mudding.
Well, Mike, a lot of people would say that when you organize Mudden, you take the soul out of Mudden. Mudden is more at an organic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to, have rules.
But the thing
my junior year in college, there was a lot of Mudden.
Oh, okay. All right, why don't you just behave,
please? Is that a category?
No, I'm talking about real Mudden.
Oh, okay, I see.
Would you like to know the event schedule?
I would. Go mudding.
Right.
Yeah, same here.
Let me see here.
West Virginia University. They did that there.
Offered a degree in it.
Let me just say that up here, they've got 5 till midnight Thursday. The gates opened last night.
So Mike,
it's already
open. You missed the open and the crowning of the Mudding Queen?
It's open now. They open at 8 a.m. Friday.
Sure they do.
Let me see. At 9 p.m. tonight, I'll have time to make it up for the booty shaking contest at the main stage.
Will you be defending your title?
Thank you.
Shorts.
Yeah, wear your bike shorts.
Thank you. 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. Saturday is the Maine mud hole that's open.
Man. Oh.
Now, is that not named after the state of Maine? It's the Maine meaning primary, right? Because when you said the Maine mud hole, it made me think of the state of
it's
Maine.
In Florida, Rob. It's
I know. I'm making sure.
The mud park is in Florida. Redneck Mud Park.
Maybe a good 15
minutes. I didn't name it. I'm not, by the way, Mike, busting their chops. That's the name of the place is the Redneck Mud Park.
If you get a chance before you decide to go to this establishment, go on YouTube, Some of my favorite time killers are to watch these rubes go mudding and destroy their vehicles.
I've seen it happen.
And then they wonder why they can't get their vehicle out of the mud.
What was the show on MTV that was like a sequel to the Jersey Shore, but it was redneck youngsters?
Yeah, redneck.
Hogwild?
Hogwild.
Yeah, Buckwild.
Buckwild.
And they would swim in dumpsters. I believe they did some mudding in that, too.
They did.
And then, Mike, and then they'd get dirty, and they'd have to, of course, cleanse themselves in the dumpster.
We're going to go swimming in the dumpster.
Yeah. Noon Saturday is the mud truck races at the main mud track. 12 noon Saturday, the VIP. They have a VIP tent. I'm all about that. Maybe they have some press credentials that I
You know who might be there is Roger Mudd.
Roger Mudd is, isn't he?
He's passed. He's passed.
Yeah, he's no longer with us. So it only goes through Sunday, I believe.
Any musical acts playing?
Yeah, I would love to know what bands are there.
Yeah, what headliners are going mud?
There is
the
a
weekend.
Musical act. Live music. Oh, wow. Not until, boy, that must be a great party because the band starts at 10 p.m. on Saturday. And there's all these campsites out there. Live music by the Clanton Gang. I'm not making this up. I'm reading it right off the...
Mike, I'm going to guess, and I'm going to hope with hope in my voice that they don't spell Clanton with a K, because that might be bad if that's the kind of Clanton they have there.
Muddy again.
Oh, here we go.
Back out to Redneck Mud Park and kick off summer with our 8th annual Memorial Day Mud Mayhem.
Thank you. Okay. And in the TV commercial, there are just two lovely country girls that are have bikini tops and cut off jean shorts.
Let me do a little more research.
They're riding an AT. Oscar, I'm going to say it falls under the category of not worth it.
Oh, wow.
Just thought I'd pass that along. But it looks incredible. Oh, well, there's one photograph of a delightful young lady that is in a full bikini, and she is on an ATV, and I'll hold it up for you right now.
Yeah, does she have mud on herself?
Covered in mud.
Oh, nice.
What, is that a lady, like, or is that the lead singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers? I couldn't tell. It looked a little like Anthony Kiedis from this distance.
If you're into that.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that, and I'm not going to go, but I thought I'd share it with you.
I think, you know what? I think that if you had the chance, the thing to see would be the trucks at noon tomorrow. That would be the
event. I'm not going because I am not going to take a 2-year-old to a mud pit. I'm not going to do that. And by the way, I looked into
babysitter.
It because we don't get a babysitter during the day until Monday. We've got a couple hours free on Monday for mom and dad. We're going to have the little guy with us the whole weekend, and I'm actually looking forward to that because the legitimate thing we're going to do, and I mean this.
You have a real thing planned?
What is it? Well, when you live in an area that is known as a resort community, you have fun things to do at the beach, and we are taking my son on the pirate cruise tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice.
My kid is a Rube thing to do, though.
It's very dorky.
It's a total Rube thing to do, and that's why we're doing it on a holiday weekend when everybody...
When everybody's there.
When everybody's there, it'll be fun.
It will be. You know, it's funny, thinking back on it, when we did the...
Tuesday's show.
When we did the show live there and we all lived in the dorm-style living, and we went to the actual beach at Fort Myers on the water,
yes.
There is a huge pirate contingency, including one guy who listens to this show, Mike the Pirate Guy.
The skeleton pirate of Fort Myers, yes.
But I remember the boat. The boat is pretty grand. I mean, it's a big deal down there.
Well, it's Salty Sam's Pirate Cruise is what it is.
Right? Now, are there other ones? And is Salty Sam sort of the Cadillac of pirate cruises?
Well, no, there are not. It's not a big enough place to have it. That's the only game.
For those of you not in the area, we're heard on the wave now, Mike, in Ocean City. The Jolly Roger is Salty Sam's. The Jolly Roger, the boat, the actual theme park, right? That big boat is a representation of what is in Fort Myers.
And also that
boat, on the ocean.
If you have enough time to plan ahead, you can get that same boat filled with sushi.
Welcome aboard the pirate ship.
I've got all sorts of video.
Hey, you really came to play today.
That was not me. That was me playing.
I thought that was you doing a voice.
The only problem with Mrs. O'Meara, it's 90 minutes to be out there with the 2-year-old.
Can you dress him up as a little pirate?
They get little like face painting, and they give him an eye patch, and they give him a bandana, and you go out there, and it is a 65-foot replica of a Spanish galleon, and
wow,
it's not the redneck mud part.
No, certainly not.
But it looks like a lot of fun. And
can
then
you pick up some pirate booty on the way in?
They give.
Are
the
you
kids
speaking
little,
in code?
They give the kids little coins to
doubloons.
Go on the thing. Yes. Doubloons. They have doubloons, and then. The kicker for Mrs. O'Meara was they do the family cruise at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and then they also have an evening cruise. And I didn't want to ask this when I booked the trip, but the thing that sort of kicked Mrs. O'Mara over the top is that there is a bar on board.
I would think that the evening cruise, Mike.
To bring your child at 11 a.m. to have a rum drink. I don't know whether the bar will be open for the family cruise or not.
My guess is this, is that if they bill it as a family cruise, there will not be anything alcoholic. But I'm guessing that the later cruise.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Do you have this on? I mean, you've done a lot of these kind of things that I've never done.
Yeah, what's KD like on Memorial Day weekend?
So are you saying to me
that's
they will not?
It's a sucker's bet. Don't go on Memorial Day weekend. I'm saying if they're calling it family.
Give him the shot. Give him the shot right now. I'm asking you a question about this type of event. You say if it's billed as a family cruise, they don't have...
That would be my
they
guess. Boost? That would be the actual sort of a policy for a family cruise. However, seeing how it's set up and if there is a later cruise, I would think they would call it a booze cruise.
Yes.
And I think they would sell lots of drinks because you know what? Face it, that's where the money is.
Best booze cruise I was ever on, and to this date, and there are many of them. Cancun, Mexico.
I went
Cancun.
On one there. I went on my honeymoon.
Oh yeah, well no, you went the wrong time. You would go.
I'm looking at pictures right
single,
now on their
Rob,
website.
Single.
I'm looking.
I see. But we were talking about the cruise, not
yeah,
so much.
Oh no,
the boning.
I'm looking at the pictures with the kids, and I see beverages, but they all appear to be perhaps of a coffee.
Oh variety. Yeah, because it's probably really boring for the adults.
Keep the
and
kids
by the
away.
Way, Boo is cruise. That? I just saw a picture of that boat. Is that really seaworthy?
Yeah, it is. I've seen it a lot of times. We've been down there a bunch of times and seen. I think it's look.
I bet they hug the coast.
You know what?
They're
how
all
often?
Over.
How often have we heard Rob say the kids like it? I mean, isn't
yes,
that?
Yes.
And now Rob's kids are older, so he brings his kids down to his dad's house.
Takes
at the
them
beach,
to WrestleMania.
Yeah, and they're completely self sufficient.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. I mean, as a matter of fact, Robert and Jabril right now are in Starbucks downstairs.
Yeah.
I knew you'd bring them to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, because it's done.
It's
done nothing.
Well, with the traffic, you're out the door after this is done. And by the way, well, let's take a break. We'll talk about you and holidays, which just pisses me off. Anyway.
It's funny. We finally found something that bothers you.
Yeah, you checked out Tuesday. We'll take a break.
He did.
He always does. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. You know, Father's Day is coming up, and there's no harder person to shop for than dear old dad. And it's true. And it's really, to get the special gift for a guy really can be a challenge. Welcome to touchofmodern.com. I've been telling you about how wonderful this website is for so long. You can give dad something to brag about this year besides you, of course. Am I right, ladies? Tons of great gifts all over the site for dad or yourself. They're timeless. They're unique. Every visit to Touch of Modern is like being a kid in a candy store. I can spend an hour easily on this website just looking at all the great stuff they have. It's always changing at touchofmodern.com. Each item on the site is hand-selected to grab your attention and all at the best prices online, anywhere guaranteed. They are jaw-dropping gadgets and tech supplies, home brewing kits, new and vintage watches, tactical gear, rugged tools. Just the beginning, plus loads of new sales literally launching every day. Touch of Modern is the one website to improve your lifestyle with a single click. You'll have fun just doing the shopping.
Yeah.
Right now, our listeners can get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. I have been working with Rob Spiewak for... Well over 20 years now. Would that be our 21st
Mike,
year?
April will be 25 years. April will
25.
Be
25.
We can say 25.
Well,
years.
In next April we can. Yeah, I started with you in April of 92.
So
is that
so
your
we've been
silver
working for
anniversary?
Yeah,
we've been working for 24 years.
Yeah, almost a quarter of a century.
Jesus,
I know, right?
I know Rob, and Rob knows me. We finish each other's thoughts. We finish each other's sentences. The fact is, holiday Rob, and I think he's done an amazing job this week keeping it in his pants for the holiday. But the first holiday of the year, this is when I knew. This is when, and when I read this online last night, I sat in my chair and I went, the Napoleon, because
why?
I knew that we have one more show to do. I know that we are debuting our show in a scenic, beautiful Ocean City, Maryland, yes, this weekend, and I was excited about that. And it's an important show for all of us because we're very glad to be back, even in general in the DC area.
Doesn't
we're very
the workday end at 5 p.m., though?
What do you mean?
I don't understand.
I guess my idea of the holiday isn't the holiday doesn't start for anybody, I guess, in this room until...
Well, let me just say, Oscar, this is totally subjective on my end. Okay. But if I explain it to you, you'll understand what I'm talking about. Because you and I share that about Mr. Spiewak. And so this is just the way my mind works.
Okay. Okay.
So Rob is excited.
Hey, do you see it coming? It says Greyhound right on the front of it.
Let me see. Because there are 5 million posts on Rob's page.
You didn't post about Memorial Day weekend, did you?
Of course I did.
Oh, God.
Why?
You're so Leesburg.
And that's bad?
No, it's just...
I tell you what's bad. You're so Glover Park.
No, it's just...
With your 17-foot-wide house. You know, we were driving in today. We were coming through your neighborhood, and you know what Robert said?
What?
Dad, the houses here are so thin.
Tiny. If you work really hard one day, Robert,
Rob,
you can
did you take it off your page?
These.
You talked about your brill and going down to the beach and everything.
No, it's there. I know what I said. I can recreate it if you like.
Can you, in a sense, try to get the post and the text that you wrote, try to just repeat it here.
It was something
and
to
then
the,
I'll tell you what frustrated me.
It said,
and this is kind of me being
Mike, I'm on your side now.
A business
he
guy.
He posted about it.
What did you post yesterday?
I said, Jabril is spending tonight. It feels good to have my two sons under one roof.
That's sweet.
Then tomorrow to the Spiewak family compound to spend some time with Grandpa Bob. The best.
Nope, that's not what you wrote. Hold on a second. I'm going to find it.
What about tomorrow, the Mike O'Mara show, and then...
Thank you. But there were also no mention whatsoever about the fact.
But there
that
was also there was three posts
you in our new affiliate that we haven't gotten in about 20 years. So we're very happy about that.
I also made multiple posts.
You referred to today as the beginning of your holiday.
I also made three posts on the show page. The show page had three posts on it yesterday as well.
But so, on your page, it's not even
man.
Wrong.
But the
it's
thing is...
Do you hate us?
Yeah, I do right now.
It
might have been a different answer an hour ago.
And that just said to me, you know, that your heart's not in it. That's the way
it is. Is that really?
Yeah. Well, his
Jabril,
heart's at the
here
compound.
Here it is. I found it. Here it is.
Okay.
Jabril is spending the night. I love having both my sons under one roof tonight. Tomorrow, we boys head to Spiewak Beach Compound for some quality time with Grandpa Bob, the best. No, tomorrow, there's a show to do.
Yeah.
Have a show to do before you go see Grandpa Bob.
Wow.
And by the way, and I know, by the way, Lucky, I know your wife's not going.
That's
I know
right.
You're going to, the engine on your car is still going to be warm by the time you open your first brewski with Grandpa Bob, and you basically say, hey, Jabril and Robert. By the way, they'll go have that outdoorsy.
Beer Fridays.
Go play. Welcome to the beach.
Beer Friday. Yeah.
Welcome to the outdoors place. Go get in front of the TV to watch your video games while Grandpa Bob and I begin to drink our 14 cases of Beck's Light. Or regular Beck's.
Regular
Beck's,
Beck's. How dare
regular,
you?
Regular Beck's
living
Light.
It up.
So this is, and by the way, jealous? Yes. Rob has an incredible relationship with his dad, which I think is just beautiful.
And I have not been to the beach, and I think it's been over a year. I think
You're chomping.
To get down there, yeah.
You're ready to get down there, and you brought the kids to work, which is fine.
I didn't really bring them to work. They just rode in with me. They're not in the office.
Well, where are they?
They're in Starbucks. They're fine.
What if they're talking to some creepy guy with a laptop?
I said, if anyone creepy with a laptop approaches you, have him text me. Is what I said.
That's better than what my mom would say.
Do you have communication with your
children? Yeah, I said, look, I've
could
got
you
the
bring
phone.
Both boys up to the studio, please?
Sure.
I would love to see
absolutely.
You, certainly before the end of the show.
You can't
like
just tell them. You can go ahead and text text your son.
The thing is, so that I read that, and I should be filled with joy.
It pisses me off, Mike.
But it pisses me off.
Yeah,
I can't help it.
It pisses me off as well, because there's work to do after the program. That we, Mr. Rob Ford is here. We have another Tony Perkins show.
Oh, Rob Ford is here.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Haven't you been able to tell by the excellence of today's broadcast?
Hi, Rofo.
Hey, how's it going? That Rob's be like board work.
By the way, can I
maybe you can move the fader with your zit.
Yeah, maybe I
will. No, stop it. That's not kind.
That isn't kind.
I was about to give him a compliment that when we were giving him a hard time about that the other day, he took it like a man.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe
he took it like a man.
He couldn't hear that well because his ear was blocked.
He was a trooper. Rofo, you handled that like a true stud. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
and
could
I'm
have been
proud
a...
of you, and you did a nice job, and you took care of the problem on the side of your nose.
Yeah,
and
I
you...
did. I got some new cream.
Hey, what?
Oh, you did? What kind of cream did you get?
It's some Neutrogena something. I'm starting to scale, though, so I need to check into another brand.
How about you?
When you started to take care of the zit, did you by accident anytime squeeze your nose? Did you get the two things confused? Because they were right next to each other.
Hey, what about Proactive?
What's that?
Proactive.
I'm not really kind of tax bracket.
Not really his style either of life.
It's expensive, is what he said.
It's a four-stage treatment, and I just kind of want to.
Jeez.
I want like a one-hitter quarter kind of thing.
It's a four-stage treatment?
Well, the box comes with like four or five different bottles that you have to use in succession of each other, and I don't want that kind of commitment.
Can I say this, and I mean this, and you know I love you. You know. You're my favorite. You know I love you more than any of the other guys in that studio.
Mac hates that.
You know that. You truly know.
It's cutting himself somewhere.
Yes. I think we established, and I certainly said it to you that first time you were in my house up in Maine, that hygiene has not been job one your whole life, okay? And it has to be. You have to. How much time, on average, when you get up and you hop into the shower in the morning, and I pray to God you do,
yes.
How much time do you spend in the shower in the morning?
In the shower, maybe about 10 minutes or so.
See,
that
he
spends
be
less time
minute.
Now that he has a girlfriend.
Direct quote. Hey, yeah. Ford, big man to big man, we got to shower in the morning. We can't just go all day without showering.
I'm talking about the time frame. I'm talking about.
No, but that's what you said.
You did say it to him.
Mr. I said, that is the best way to tell someone to get their act together.
Mm-hmm. Here it is. I think really, and when I've got, when I'm running late in the morning and I've got the show on one end, I think my minimum is 20 minutes from walking into the bathroom to coming out of the bathroom. And that's if I'm really hustling. You got to linger in there. You got to linger. You got to wash the hair. You got to wash the nether regions.
Scrub.
And you got to tend to the face. And you know what? Get yourself a good apricot scrub.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
What's that?
What is that? An apricot scrub?
You know what? Can we go down and
CVS.
Can we send somebody down to the CVS and get them an apricot scrub? It's right there.
It'll help your face.
Oh, thank you.
And you'll never have dirty apricots again.
By the way, we mentioned intern Mac, right?
Yeah.
So intern Mac, this is I'm going to give you a play-by-play from Mr. Ponyboy to intern Mac.
Okay,
and
good.
Ponyboy here on the show really wrangles our interns. So Ponyboy to intern Mac, I want to say 20 minutes ago, right?
Was she supposed to come in today?
Are you coming in today?
All right.
Question mark. So, this is Intermax. So, my alarm didn't go off and I just woke up. It's after the show has started.
We have
moved through the program. He goes, I effed up. I'm sorry. And he said, good thing Rofo's here. Never mind.
So Max said good thing the other intern
no,
is there?
That's what Pony I said to him.
Passive aggressive intern wrangling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there a chance that Mac would have the initiative to actually come by?
No. Mac,
there is a chance of him, putting a small explosive device into Rob's car.
Does he have a complex about Rofo being the cherished intern?
Well, he wants
he does now.
He wants always to be a little more loved. I think of all the interns, I think Mac, in the history of the show, is the neediest.
Yeah,
intern.
He needs the most love, but we won't give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's been here the longest.
Can someone go? Robert just texted me. Unlock the door. Can you go let Robert in, please?
Yes.
Somebody.
I'm gonna meet the kids here because this is cool. And I haven't seen Robert and have him go stand over near Uncle Austin.
Yeah. Jabril's gonna blow your mind. Jabril is about to be 16. Jabril is 16 in September, I think.
Oh, look at these.
Come on in, guys.
Here they come. Come on in, boys.
Don't be scared. Come on over. Whoa, Jabril's.
Right,
he's like a man.
I know.
This is gonna get real awkward.
I haven't seen
no more
Jabril
pedophile
in a long
jokes.
Time.
Go stand by Uncle Oscar over there.
Yeah, come on over here. I won't bite, kid.
Oh my God! Look at you. Look at you.
Look at him.
And you know what?
Where's
Carlton? Where's your son?
From the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Robert, come stand by Jabril. And for a backstory, when we first moved to Leesburg about 10 years ago, Jabril was our neighbor, and he and Robert have been fast friends ever since. And Jabril has spent a lot of time at my house, and he spent some time overseas, and he's back now, and it's great to have him back in the fold.
Well, let's give some headphones to your son first. Right. Let's do that, okay?
Okay.
Here you go.
Okay, Jabril first, and there's some for you, buddy.
Hi, Jabril. How are you?
Good. How are you? Hi, how are you, Mr. Mike?
You're almost 16 now?
Almost, yeah.
And are you looking forward to your beach trip with Uncle Rob?
Mm-hmm. Really looking forward to it.
Great. Okay, there's nothing like interviewing a teenager. It's
well, you know what? We had a talk. One of our things to do this summer, Jabril is eligible to get his learner's permit. So really? I might be teaching Jabril how to drive this summer.
What could possibly go wrong?
But we have common fabric between us because we both put the golf cart in the ditch.
Yeah.
So I think
is it down there? The golf cart has he upgraded it?
New golf cart this year. New golf cart this year.
New golf. Jabril, he's got a new golf cart. Oh my god! Is it faster than the old one?
It is, and it's slicker. It's black. It looks like a sports car.
Oh my god! He's got a sporty new golf cart.
I'll send you a picture this weekend.
That's fine living. I don't know which I'm more excited about, that or the redneck mud park. All right, let's Jabril, great to see you. It's been too long, and I hope everything's going well in your life. You look great.
All right, great to see you too.
You're welcome. give the microphone to Robert the third.
Swing that over
please.
To you, buddy. Right there.
Here's my guy. Hi, Robert.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
How's it going? What were you guys doing? Were you drinking downstairs? Were you drinking alcohol downstairs?
Not alcohol. We were drinking coffee.
Coffee. That's bad for you, too. You know, it stunts your growth. Did you know that?
No.
What kind of coffee did you get?
Yeah. So did you get a latte?
Yeah, but they didn't put any caramel in it, so it was really, bad.
Bastard! Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's sorry.
Burn down the place.
Are you excited about your boys' beach trip? There will be no women on this trip. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, there's going to be people there, though.
Grandma Kathy will be there.
Oh, Grandma Kathy's going to be there.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot that your father has a wife.
He has a representational figure of a
Doesn't
female.
Doesn't she just stay in her room, though, on those beach weekends?
Well, until mealtime, then she cooks.
There you go.
And then back to the room.
Now, will there be any hot teenage babes around any beach area that Robert and Jabril can hang out in?
You know what? There is a new wrinkle down there that I was going to bring up on Tuesday's show because I have to meet her. But the new caretaker for the beach community is his wife is an ex-reality TV star. Star is sort of putting it vaguely.
Hi, I'm the new caretaker.
But
sorry, I'm not going to do that with the kids in the room.
There was a Mike. If
oh
you
my
want,
God, stop.
If you want really the best reality TV, of course you go to Country Music Television. And the first three seasons, I believe it was called Down South Party. There was a character named Lil Bit. L-I-L-B-I-T.
And this is the woman who's the caretaker now?
Well, the caretaker's wife. The caretaker is a country singer named Dalton Elliott.
Well, I don't want to hear about him. What about the caretaker's wife who you're going to meet? How old would she be?
I would put her at maybe mid-20s at this point. And at one point...
Oscar, are you looking it up?
She was on TMZ. I have very little to report yet because I've not met her yet.
Yeah, I got this. I'm all over this.
She was on TMZ because there was a video of her, and she had a gun on her nightstand, and her baby was in the crib by it. And so it was very, 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 very controversial because she keeps
the
gun.
What does the caretaker do?
The caretaker, it's a gated community. And so a caretaker lives there all year round to make sure there's nothing bad going on for the house.
What was her character's name?
Lil Bit, L-I-L-B-I-T.
Okay. Robert, how's everything going? Are you pretty jacked to be hanging out with your buddy Jabril after all these years?
Yeah.
Thank you. How was the end of school?
I'm still in school.
Oh, you're still in school? How are your grades? Are you keeping your grades up?
Yeah, we're taking our SOLs, so it's kind of stressful.
It's very stressful.
That's the standard of learning test, Mike.
Yeah, I know, and that's what they... Oh, my.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Oh, my. Are you going to introduce the boys to a little bit?
We shall see, but I can guarantee I'll be saying hi. How you doing?
How old are you now, Robert the Third?
I'm 13.
You're 13. Okay. That was the line of demarcation as to whether I was going to show him a photograph of a little bit. I don't think we need to do that.
Yeah, you know what?
They can see it. Whoa, I'm sorry.
You'll be meeting the lady in person.
What did you have on your computer?
Just put in a little bit and then images, and a lot came out.
Yeah.
She's rather...
Whoa.
She's rather
gentlemen,
all over the internet.
This is that young stuff.
I do believe she left after season 3 to raise her baby. because yeah,
God bless her.
They're not married yet, but they've got a beautiful child, and I look forward to meeting all of the reality TV stars on the Eastern Shore.
Let's get your son
a little bit.
Robert the Third. Robert the Third, I have a question for you. So when your dad gets to down to the beach with your grandfather, what's the drill normally? What do you do? What is he? When you get out of the car, I used to have a drill when I would get to a vacation destination, my family's house. When I would do this, I would run around to the front of the house to look at the water. It was like this memory of mine. I still do it. What is the first thing? What do you get excited about when you're on the way down to the beach? What's the first thing you want to do?
That I want to do? Or like that I do?
That's interesting. That you
answer both.
Let's try that you want to do.
Well, I usually want to go to the beach, but we always have to put the stuff inside first.
Do you do most of that while your father maybe hangs out in the kitchen?
Yeah.
That's okay. A lie.
No.
You do most of the lifting?
Of course.
Really?
He's lazy. It's learned behavior, but yeah.
Where does he get that from? Anyway, so that you want to do, what do you do? You normally just load stuff in?
And,
what do you look forward to besides the beach? Do you play video games? Do you drive the golf cart? Well, and by the way, able to?
I like to go on a ride on the golf cart when I get there.
Awesome.
That is great. Because you see, the beach is actually a boat ride away, but we do have access to the lake. We'll probably do some fishing tonight, which is great. Jabril's got the catfish number. He knows how to get them.
Great. I'm glad he's got the catfish number. Robert the Third, one last piece of advice for you. This is from Uncle Mike, okay?
Okay.
When you get down to the beach, okay, the prime directive, as it always is, do you remember what that is?
No.
Stay away from Grandpa Bob's computer. Thanks for coming in, boys. I appreciate that. Yes, that's right. There's stuff on there that you don't need to see.
The password.
You can hang at that round table out there.
Thank
you
very much, boys. Thank you. Jabril, good to see you. Bye, boys.
Hey, boys.
Enjoy.
Thank you for coming by.
All right, we got to take a break. That was good to see everybody. Everybody's in the holiday mode.
Yay!
And, Rob?
Yes.
I have a prime directive for you. Please make contact with Lil Bit.
I don't think that'll be a problem. I get the impression she's sort of an outgoing, she's a fun chick.
And maybe you could party with her. Make sure that she knows you're a big celebrity. That'll be a lot of fun.
My father and I have figured out the best way to introduce ourselves, and I think it's going to be, hi, we're the Speewax. You look so familiar. Have you ever done any television?
Oh, a bunch of rubes.
Joking.
Let me just say, it would be an amazing occurrence if somehow you partied with her at some point over the weekend. It would make me extremely happy.
And Mike, perhaps made love.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
There's only been one time where my drinking, like, truly affected the show, and you were in on it.
Might have been two or three times.
Okay, fine.
There was only one aborted show, but it has affected it in the past.
Well, a little bit.
And the fact that you say that you only ruined one show by drinking is really nothing to be proud of.
Who said I have any pride about any part of this show?
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
That show's going to really sing when she gets her mouth guard off. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. For too long, you've either paid way too much for a comfortable shave, or you've settled for a low-cost, low-quality razor that stops. Now I will tell you why. Stop compromising and get started with Harry's. I used it this morning. I love Harry's. Love their shave cream. Love their razors. Harry makes their Harry's, not Harry himself. Harry's, the company.
Hi, it's Harry.
It's Harry. Makes their own high-quality razors.
No, it's not him.
I'm sorry. It's not Harry Morgan. Harry's makes their own high-quality razors, which cut out the middleman. Then they ship directly to you for half the price of the leading brand. Good shave, good price. The answer is simple. Get the best of both worlds with Harry's. We're talking 5 German-crafted blades, a flex hinge, and a lubricating strip. The quality, 100% guaranteed. Full refunds if you're not happy. And Harry's has the best moisturizing shave cream I've ever used in my life. The starter set called the Truman is a great option and an amazing deal. A razor handle, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 5-blade German-engineered razors for just $15. Plus, for our listeners, Harry's will shave $5 off your first order with the promo code TMOS. It's very, very simple. Please put that in there. Go to harrys.com right now and look for the Truman set. That's HARRYS.com. And make sure you use the TMOS code so you save $5 and help support the show. Stop compromising. Give Harry's a try and do it today.
News.
News. Sasha Baron Cohen wanted Rebel Wilson to bare her delicious candy-coated body for his latest movie, The Brothers Grimsby, but she has her standards, and she refused.
That's a win-win, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. She had a no-nudity clause put in her contract. yes, sirree. She'll be replaced by Lil Bit. They ended up
Bringing up the nose, Mike. Right up the nose.
They'll bring a body double. They brought a body double in to get what they needed. I haven't seen the movie. Rebels.
No one
not
saw
against,
the movie, Mike.
Rebels not against nudity, but it's got to be the right kind of movie. Why are we talking about her with nudity? She said, quote, "You want to know that the people behind the camera have a certain sensibility and decency." I think I understand where she's going with this. And a lot of times in comedy, they're not those people. So I think perhaps when she would take clothes off, you would hear something behind the camera that would sound something like this. Anyway.
If you're a big Rebel Wilson fan, Mike, you can see her this weekend at the Redneck Mud Park.
Redneck Mud Park. She'll be in the mud pit. Johnny Depp's spokesman issued a statement on his upcoming divorce. He said, quote, "Given the brevity of this marriage, the most recent and tragic loss of his mother, Johnny will not respond to any of the salacious false stories, gossip, misinformation, and lies about his personal life. Hopefully, the dissolution of this short marriage will be resolved quickly." See the theme here?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there are stories that Johnny's family hated his soon-to-be ex-wife Amber Heard, but sources close to Amber say that's not true, and she even made frequent visits to his mother in the hospital before she died. And then 3 days later, filed for divorce. I don't believe her.
No, I think she's a villain. She's got to be a villain in this.
Is Charlie Sheen's drug-fueled lunacy still marketable? That's the big question. We're about to find out because Charlie just released a line of emojis called Sheenogies.
Hey, that's got to be a great idea.
The description says, quote, "Charlie Sheen's official emoji keyboard app lets you share your inner Charlie with the world. Bring your tiger's blood to a boil. Release your inner man's man. Charlie needs money."
He really
does. I think
that's
pretty obvious. Here's the quote. "Fire a torpedo of truth into the technosphere. And above all, be positively negative. There are almost 100 Sheenogies. You can get that app at the iTunes store for 99 cents.
My guess is that when Charlie Sheen says there's almost 100 of them, there's probably like 8.
Yeah.
And also, I like, Mike, when you release your inner Charlie. That's the inner Charlie I like.
Winning! Thank you. Chris Berman has basically been with ESPN since the beginning of time, but rumor has it he's retiring next year after 37 years. I don't know how old he is. Doesn't say here. TheBigLead.com says his contract will be up after the upcoming NFL season, and rather than go to another network, he's just going to call it a day. It's unclear whether or not he has the option of re-upping with ESPN, whether they're going to renew his contract.
Right.
I don't know. He's been there a long, long
time.
Does
he have a no-nudity clause as well?
All this might be premature. Late last night, Chris's agent denied the report, saying Chris is not retiring, loves what he's doing too much, and is too young to hang him up. Perhaps people with an agenda put it out there. Bank, 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 bank.
I thought it was real. I was like, oh, well, good for him. He's not going to, because he is at a point in his career where he's mocked more than celebrated.
Yeah. And also, there is, Mike, there's a 75% chance or better he floated the rumor so that he has a better position when he has to do his contract again.
If he
put it out there and say, well, maybe he's leaving. Oh, well, we can't let him go.
If he does leave ESPN, it's unclear who would replace him on Monday Night Countdown and Sunday NFL Countdown. But one possibility is NFL Live host and my favorite name to pronounce like Jack Kent Cook, Trey Wingo. There you go. The website Estately.com just analyzed Google searches from the past 12 years to figure out what weird question people in every state Google more than anyone else.
Oh, this is a really cool use of data.
Here are the highlights. Hawaii's number one question. This is starting good and getting better.
Okay.
What is the meaning of life? A lot of people in Hawaii mellowing out there on the island, having
Mahalo.
A good time. Then it gets deteriorates rather fast. Louisiana asks the burning question, when is WrestleMania?
That is a leading question in Louisiana.
South Dakota's most common search is, why is my poop green? Georgia asks, this is legit.
Nice.
Georgia's question, why are my nipples so sore?
Oh, man.
Missouri wants to know, am I a psycho? Wyoming people want to know, what is Wyoming? It's a lot of empty space out there.
Wow.
South Carolina searches for a simple one. Where is my phone? And then we get really interesting. Kentucky asks, how to make a baby.
Oh, you know what? Do the people of Kentucky really need to Google that?
Why don't you just go home and make a baby?
I don't know how. I will look on the computer.
Let's go to the Redneck Mud Park, please.
And the top prize goes to Kansas, because more than anyone else, they ask, how do you make meth? There you go.
Wow.
Thank you, Kansas.
Oh, very nice.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something-something. An Australian brewing company has incorporated rare and expensive whale vomit into a special new beer. It's called Robetown Brewery's limited run Moby Dick Ambergris. Ambergris. Is it ambergris? A-M-B-E-R-G-R-I-S. It's the ambergris. Technical name for whale vomit. What is it?
It's ambergris.
I would think it would ambergris. Be ambergris, because gris is gray in French.
But yeah, it's Australia, so they probably pronounce the gris.
Ambergris.
Elena, Moby Dick's Ambergris Ale. It features hints of ambergris, or whale vomit, which is excreted by sperm whales and most commonly used in perfumes. The result is a pungent, animalistic aroma, musky, ethereal perfume, full body, caramel malt, and fruity flavors. Very balanced and bitter. The brewery's website states, though the aroma may not be for the faint-hearted, and the beer isn't exactly vegan-friendly, the ambergris perfume adds another dimension to this unique tasting experience. The beer has a challenging taste and stays true to its ocean roots. It tastes a bit like the sea. It tastes a bit like marine animals. It's really interesting, they say. The good news is that if you overindulge this weekend and you decide to spew, do it right into your beer mug and nobody will know the difference. We will take a break and come back with the final audio vault of the week right here with Rob Spiewak on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Americast is back and bigger than ever. A new studio brings us better sound, stereophonic quality, Technicolor, and of course, more Mermelstein. More special effects, a whole lot more fun, more connectivity so that we can bring you back into the show. Americast is here for you to keep you in touch with more. Sponsored by Feed Your Cats Right. Try Mother Hubbard's Fruit Friskas.
Thanks, Marcus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon.com. Use your computer and buy everything you need at one place, the greatest website there is, from the comfort of your own home. Just remember to shop Amazon through our portal. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support this show. Save time, save money, and make us smile. Just bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now relax, because you have saved yourself a lot of time. Let's open up the audio vault for Friday of Memorial Day weekend, May 27, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Memorial Day time of year also means the Scripps Spelling Bee. Did you see the Scripps Spelling Bee last night?
I did not have the pleasure, thank
it
you.
It was, they've made it harder, but they still finished in a tie.
Rubes.
So they have, what, the kids are rubes or
no,
the people watching?
They made such a big deal, Mike, because I'm a big Spelling Bee guy. They made such a big deal about the prizes.
Hold it. Well, he's a spelling bee guy. He's just not a grammar guy.
Mike, he's a spelling bee guy.
Well, I will sit there and watch him.
It's a fascinating thing.
I enjoy it. I really enjoy it in the way that these kids break through.
Right. R-U-B-E, Rube.
But they made a
pizza.
Big deal.
P-E-E-K-S-A.
When they changed the rules, because they're supposed to make it more challenging, but it was going to allow for a definitive winner.
Right. And it did not work this year. They were tied. One is the little brother of a former winner. One is extraordinarily young. I'll give you the two winning words. You can see if you can get them right, okay?
All right, so you give them to me, and I'll try to spell them before they do the winner.
Feldenkrais.
Give it to me again?
Actually, I believe it's Feldenkrais. Feldenkrais.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Yes, Mike, please spell Feldenkrais.
F-E-L-D-E-N... F-E-L-D-E-N... K-R-I-S.
Oh, you're very close.
Feldenkrais.
Feldenkrais. Can I have the definition?
Feldenkrais doesn't really have a definition.
This guy
it is used for a system
sucks.
Of aided body movements intended to increase body awareness and ease tension.
He's a
so
rube.
I guess that's its definition. That's what it's used for. It's a trademark.
Can I have the language of origin?
It's from a trademark. Feldenkrais.
Feldenkrais. F-E-L-D-E-N-K-R-A-I-S. Feldenkrais.
That's correct.
I should point out that without any prepping, I missed it by one letter,
you
ladies
got it
and
very, very close. Very, very close.
I didn't include the A in front of the I at the end, and I'm very
there was
proud
an E.
It.
There was an E after the fact.
Was there?
Yes. Feldenkrais.
No, there wasn't.
No.
No? No.
Spell it again. Play it again. One more. No, don't play the whole thing. Now he's screwing me up.
All right. Okay, the other word, Mike, and I think you might get this one. Jezelschaft.
Jezelschaft?
Jezelschaft.
J-E-Z.
No. It's with a G.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, everybody knows it's with a G, Mike.
All right. Here's this is a Hiram Hothwar.
Gezelschaft.
Gesellschaft may have the definition.
This is the real young kid, I think.
A rationally developed mechanistic type of social relationship characterized by impersonally contracted associations between persons.
No, that's not accurate. The definition is it is when one antelope out on the African Kalahari screws over another one. It is a Gesellschaft.
I remember. That's right.
From a German word?
Yes, it is.
Gesellschaft. G-E-S-E-L-L-S-C-H-A-F-T. Gesellschaft.
That is correct.
Wow. The Gesellschaft. Wow. We are all going out for some whale vomit and Gesellschaft over the weekend.
But the one that I like the best is later that night on Inside the NBA, Charles Barkley got upset about that winning word.
S-C-H-A-F-T.
First of all,
that's not even a real word.
Gesellschaft.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
No, I don't believe that.
He just explained what the word was.
I know, but that's not a real word.
How about spelling Ibaka?
I-B-A-K-A.
Very nice.
I
very
like good. That. Ernie, don't try to make me look dumb on national TV. I slapped the hell out of you.
Come on, man.
I was just trying to give you a layup before we went off the air.
Okay, I apologize, dude.
I wouldn't want to make you shoot a three.
And you don't need Ernie's help to look dumb.
Is that Shaft?
He's beautiful. Shaft says you don't need a Shaft to look dumb.
You don't need that.
Oh, and before we go any further, Mike Oscar, I'm not doing my job if I don't do this.
Memorial Day.
Every year.
And, oh, wait, if you're in a hurry.
Memorial Day.
Well, there's two.
Yeah, well, that's shorter.
I love that.
All right, this is a really cool tape. There's a high school near Tulsa, Oklahoma, and a student there named Mika McDade. He's been in a wheelchair because of cerebral palsy his entire high school life. And no one knew that he was going through intense physical therapy. And at his graduation this week, they wheeled his chair to the stage, and all of his classmates saw him stand and walk to get his diploma.
Oh.
They have never seen him walk in 4 years. Cool. Check this out, and what the principal says is so cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been doing this a long time. That is the best ever.
That's sweet.
Isn't that cool?
Unless he was doing like a Dumb and Dumber bit where he just was holding on.
You think he was faking it?
That is the best ever. Each one of you students gets ticket to the Redneck Mud Park. Congratulations.
The sequel to Alice in Wonderland, Alice Through the Looking Glass, opens this weekend, and it's getting a lot of press. They say it's a really stunning movie. One thing that's kind of cool about it, Pink is on the soundtrack, and she covered Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit for the movie.
Oh, my God.
And you know what?
Get your drugs out. Get your drugs out of the glove compartment. Here we go.
And here she is singing. She's not swinging from ropes this time. She's just doing the song. But Pink's voice actually works on this. I think this could actually chart. If she would ever sing. But it's funny
nice
because...
if you edited it right up to the vocal. Instead, we got to listen to 17 minutes of a Pink intro.
Pink.
You a Pink fan, Ron?
Do
you
like Pink? I like Pink, yeah.
You like Pink?
I think we all like Pink.
But anyway...
I think she's had multiple songs on multiple charts. One on one chart, one on the other. I'm sorry. so wrong.
But Mike, I want to thank you for making it worth sitting through that intro. Let us close with this. Mike, you are my favorite voice guy, obviously. There's a guy named Maurice LaMarche. He did the voice of Pinky.
Hi there.
On Pinky and the Brain. Uh-huh. But what I did not know is he's Hollywood's go-to guy for burps. Fake burps. And okay. He doesn't actually burp. He has a method for making them. Do you remember an Elf when he does the huge burp? What's his name? I hate the
Will
guy.
Ferrell?
Will Ferrell has that huge burp after he pounds the Coke.
Okay.
This is the guy who did that burp, but this is how he does it.
The secret to the burp. Do you guys know I burp professionally and that I supplied the burp for Elf when Will Ferrell drinks the bottle of Coke?
Really?
And I did all the singing burps on Animaniacs for Wacko. It's not a real burp. It's an effect that I do, and I don't know quite how to explain how to do it. It's just that I kind of turn my tongue inside out, and then I do like a deep glottal rasp while I turn the tongue inside out, and it sounds something like this.
That's a talent, baby.
Pretty good, and he's a Hollywood A-lister. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, everybody.
That is the way to go out, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show, with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't forget to take our survey. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot to us, and we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. Enjoy your holiday weekend. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Mudden.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.